Looking at our schedule, I noticed that this meeting goes to 3:15, so we do have time. Where would you like to live if you had a choice? You know, I think there's a city in the Word of God which seems quite plausible. A very nice city. If you want, turn to Joshua chapter 2 and see if you would agree with me. Joshua the son of Nun sent out to Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, "Go, you the land, even Jericho." What was so nice about Jericho? You know, four times in the Bible, Jericho is designated as the city of palm trees. Hot day like today, wouldn't you like to live in a city of palm trees? Get nice shade and get out of the hot weather. This is quite the thing. You think we live on the equator or something? You know what Jericho means? It means fragrance. Almost put your mind maybe of like when you go to visit the Perth Assembly, they're right next to this soap factory out there in Perth, and during the meeting you get this delectable odor of the fragrant soap that's being manufactured right next door to the meeting room in Perth. Jericho had all this. I think I would have liked to live in Jericho. After all these palm trees, fragrant odors. It was a mighty city. True, I don't like its proximity to the River Jordan, which would speak of death, but you can forget about that as long as you're having a good time in Jericho, right? Why not live it up when you're in Jericho? But let me tell you, dear saints of God, that Jericho was the first city that the children of Israel had to encounter that gave them opposition. Jericho pictures the world in opposition to the child of God and to the enjoyment of your portion in Christ. That's what Jericho pictures. It's not like Elam. In Exodus chapter 15, you read that the children of Israel, they came to a place called Elam, which had 70 palm trees and 12 wells of water. There the children of Israel found refreshment. Did they find refreshment in Jericho? No, none whatsoever. You remember that Jericho was a city placed under a curse and a picture of this world. It's been cursed by sin. We cannot find our home here. We ought not to. Brother Paul was telling us that we find a lot of distractions down here that turn our eyes and our gaze away from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we very glibly sing hymns. Nothing but Christ is on we tread. Ever condemn you to sing that? It does me. When I realize how little I live for Christ. Nothing but Christ, the living bread. The Lord had against his people because they had forsaken him, the fountain of living waters, and had hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that could hold no water. Jericho was not about to yield to the children of Israel coming over. They were straitly shut up with their high wall. Could you find refreshment in the city of Jericho? Let me tell you something else about that city. The ground was barren and the water was naught. There was no refreshment there in Jericho. You get that in 1 Kings chapter 2. No refreshment for the child of God in Jericho. And yet, how often we think we can find, boy, there's some pleasure in this or that. And I don't mean, dear brethren, to set aside the natural joys that the Lord gives us and the wonders of God's creation that we tend to enjoy with our families, and rightly so. We should enjoy these things. But, you know what else this world has? It has its religion to occupy your mind. Who else lived in Jericho? Remember the sons of the prophets? Didn't they live there? Didn't they know the scriptures? Maybe they know the scriptures better than you do in the world. You want to live in Jericho? Were those sons of the prophets willing to go out with Elisha, to follow Elijah across the Jordan River, which speaks of death to the flesh? No, They would stand and view afar off, but they weren't going to go. They have a knowledge of the Bible. You know, it's grieving. How many people leave the place of the Lord's appointment to go into the camp because there's a lot of attraction there? Look, there are sons of the prophets. There are many of them. Why go out there with just Elisha and Elijah? Why not remain with us? After all, we're numerous. We have quite a congregation, you know, and we're studying the Bible. You want to take the outside place with Christ? That's a place of reproach. Not many numbers, just a few. The world has its religion. Be sure of that, dear brethren. What happens when you leave the place? Look in Luke chapter 10. Jericho is mentioned again. In Luke chapter 10, you know the passage well. And verse 30, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he got blessed in his soul. Is that how your Bible reads? He fell among thieves that wounded him, stripped him, and left him half dead. Why didn't that man remain in Jerusalem? Why was he going down to Jericho? Could have been a number of reasons. Maybe he didn't believe the curse rested on that land. Neither did Hiel. But God's word is true, dear brethren. We reap what we sow. And Hiel lost two sons in the laying of the foundation and in the constructing of the walls of the city of Jericho in fulfillment of Joshua's curse upon Jericho. This man was going to go down to Jericho and leave where the Lord had been pleased to place his name, Deuteronomy 12, in this city, that one city, amongst all the tribes, the city of Jerusalem. But hold on. There's more. The 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Luke chapter 18. Another reference to Jericho. Verse 35, came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. This is the last time that the Lord passed by and passed through. If you compare the accounts in the Gospels, passed through Jericho. And the people whom he came to call, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the privilege, or the authority to be the sons of God. He was a blind man who saw by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was passing by, passing through Jericho, the son of David. Is this what they told him? No. He cried out. All they said was that this was Jesus of Nazareth. But he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You see, this blind man had more spiritual insight than those who had their natural sight who lived in Jericho. And Jesus just passed by on the way to the cross. Because Jericho, the passing by of Jericho, was the last instance of the Lord on his way to Calvary. How thankful I am, dear brethren, that although this world attracts with its fragrance, its palm trees, and the waters being healed in measure in the days of Elisha, that Jesus came here to this place which was so cursed, this world, and he passed by. And he calls sinners unto himself. Is that our calling? To tell others in Jericho that Jesus of Nazareth has passed by. The son of David, yea more, the son of God, was in this world. And he passed by, came only once. The second time he'll come without sin unto salvation. to all those who look for him.
Jesus, we thank thee for speaking to our heart's need. We just do pray that our hearts might be stirred by what is been brought before us. Father and Lord Jesus, we feel that thou hast spoken to our need, the needs in our own hearts, the needs in our families. Lord Jesus, we thank thee for thy demonstration of love, and that which thou hast laid in the hearts of our brothers. Pray that it might truly reach down into our feet, into our consciences, and we give thanks. We do thank thee for thy faithfulness, thy love, and we give thanks in thy precious and worthy name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.